Can you talk a little bit about the mindset of a patient who's encountering breast cancer for the first time, who's just been diagnosed? What are some of the dynamics that you observe in these patients and how that compares to your own experience going through this?
I think that this disease remains the most feared disease of all women, and just hearing those words, "you have breast cancer," is horrific. Anything that the woman hears after that is just blah, 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 blah. So I like to encourage physicians in breaking the news to a patient, rather than saying, "you have breast cancer," is the first sentence, to instead be saying, "well, I have news. It is a tumor, but it's very tiny, and it is breast cancer." That if we have good news to share, let's share that up front, because once she hears those words, "you have breast cancer," honestly, she won't hear anything after that. Her mind is already picturing if she's going to be laying in a coffin. She's worrying about her children. She's wondering if the disease has already spread. Her brain has moved into overdrive, and she's not able to pay attention to the rest of the words being said. I also find that it's unpredictable what a woman will choose for her surgical option. I think that we assume, well, every woman that would in fact choose to do lumpectomy, and she certainly wouldn't choose to do mastectomy. And ironically enough, that's not the case. So I ask the patient when I meet her that initial time, "tell me about your relationship with your breasts." That tells me a whole lot about her personality and about her expectations of her treatment. How important is breast sensation to her? Did she remember the day that she was fitted for her first bra? Was that a good day or a bad day? If she were to rank her physical features best to worst, where does her breasts and her cleavage fall in that list? And it really will tell you a great deal about that patient's personality and what to anticipate as we go forward. I had a patient who was an excellent candidate for a lumpectomy, a tiny tumor, 7 millimeter, upper outer quadrant, and she announced very firmly, "I will only have bilateral mastectomies or I'm not having any treatment at all." The physician, in hearing this, said to me, "I want you to talk with her because obviously she is confused about how high her risk is for recurrence. And she's assuming that the cancer spreads from one breast to another, which it doesn't. So go in and educate her about that." And I went in and I said, "I understand that you had a preconceived plan before you came to see us today that you'd like to do bilateral mastectomy. Tell me how you reached that conclusion. What were the factors that went through your mind to make that decision?" And she said, "doesn't matter how small the tumor is." She said, "it doesn't make any difference to me at all. I know that I could have a lumpectomy followed by radiation. I know that's equal to survival for mastectomy." So that told me this is a woman who has done her homework, that the assumption that the physician made was wrong. So I said, "well, then tell me why do you want to embark on this? You have no family history, so I don't think you'd be thinking about a genetic problem." And she said, "I was sexually abused as a child, and I have lived with that all my life. Now I finally have a legitimate reason to get rid of my breasts and make my brain mentally whole again, and I'm going to do it." That was a totally different reason than anybody ever would have expected as to why this woman wanted bilateral mastectomies. And we had her see one of our therapists to help her work through what ended up being that old baggage that we carry around with us when we're confronted with a life-threatening situation. I had another woman, tiny tumor, good candidate for lumpectomy. The physician said, "you're a good candidate for lumpectomy." She burst into tears. And he said, "I don't think she understands what I mean by a lumpectomy. Can you draw a picture, show her pictures, photographs and such?" So I went in and I said, "tell me what ran through your mind when he said lumpectomy, that he's just going to remove the tumor with a margin of tissue around it." And she said, "I was born with spina bifida. I've had 17 operations. The only part of my body I've ever been proud of and pleased with are my breasts. Now I'm going to have a scar on one of them, and I'm going to see it every day when I get up and get in the shower." So I asked the surgeon, "where will this scar be?" And she was an upper outer quadrant for where her lesion was. He showed her where it would be, and she smiled and said, "oh, I won't see it then when I look at myself in the mirror." And he said, "no, probably not." And she said, "okay, we need to do our homework in finding out what's going through these women's minds. And as I say, what is their relationship with their breast?" Once we can reach an understanding with the patient as to how well do we believe she's going to do. Is this an early diagnosis of this disease? And most of them are, thank heavens. Then we can get her over the fear of you are going to die. Once we get past that, now we can start putting together a treatment plan with her that we want to have be a bump in the road, not a derailment, not a dead end. And how can we put together a treatment plan that takes care of this disease with the goal that she doesn't revisit it again, but also lets her maintain her routine lifestyle of going to work, taking care of her kids, cooking her meals, going to church, being involved with Girl Scouts, so that she gives this disease as much time as it needs to get rid of it, but it doesn't deserve any more floor time out of her life than that.